You're either building a life that you'll love or one that you'll regret. Hello, welcome back to another episode of Minds in Neutral with your hosts Rina
and Shahad.
I forgot to say that last week, by the way.
Our names. I know.
Yeah. Anyway, how are you? How's everything?
I'm good. I'm great. Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really good. Life's been great.
Really?
We're so close to Ramadan.
We are.
January is finally over. Yeah, oh bro, my God.
That month?
January
took its time.
January took forever.
Took its time.
It really did. Yeah. So I'm so happy. Khalas, we're done with January. Now we're moving on to the other months. February, yeah. End of Feb, we start Ramadan. I'm so excited. Yeah. It's going to be a great time. We have a really cool series coming up for Ramadan.
Yes,
some
we
cool
do.
Ideas. If you guys have any suggestions for like Ramadan episodes that you want us to cover, let us know. But we kind of have something in mind.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's dive into our weekly obsessions.
Yeah.
Are Do I ready? Start?
No, I feel like I should start.
Go on.
Okay.
Go for it.
Basically, because finally I actually have an obsession.
Like a proper obsession. Okay, go on.
I've been very interested in listening to like scientific discoveries.
Okay.
But it has already been discovered in the Quran.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the most interesting ones that I saw was that scientists discovered that when you put something hot in water, the water explodes.
Okay.
So, you know, like, let's say you have a cup of, like, water and you put lava in it, or you put very hot water in it.
Yeah.
It would explode. The cup would explode.
Okay, yeah.
Because of the water. And it's called steam explosion.
Okay.
And what's crazy is that in the Quran, Allah said, when this is when Yawm al-Iyama comes.
Okay.
Day
of judgment.
Day of judgment. Not day of judgment, that like the last day of earth. You
okay.
know, when like the mountains fall and everything. Yeah.
Okay.
And then he, like Allah says, when the seas are set on fire and when the seas are exploded.
Oh, because there's going to be fire coming onto the sea and it's going to explode.
And it's going to
explosion.
Yeah.
That is so interesting.
Yeah. So I was like, wow, like that's crazy. And then there's another one. I don't really remember the ayah, but. There was scientists experimented on the wings of a fly.
Okay.
Because in one of the ayahs in the Quran, there says that there is one wing that is poisonous and the second wing has the what is it called? Like the medicine to that poison.
Okay.
Okay.
The cure.
Yeah,
the cure to that poison.
To that poison. Okay. And they tested each wing and they did find out that
one is poisonous, one has the cure.
Yeah,
that's super cool. You know, this morning when I was on Instagram, I also saw scientific facts, Islamic related, where, because you know, it's I don't know if it's haram or it's makruh to like blow on your food, to like blow on a hot drink or things like that. There was this experiment where this guy was like blowing air into water, and after a while, it turned a different color. When you blow on the water, it increases the carbon dioxide, which makes it more acidic, which actually affects your kidney. Kidney or liver? A liver, one of them. Yeah. It affects it, and it makes the drink not as like pure or as like... Because the water is alkaline.
That's why.
So when you blow on it, you're making it more acidic, so it actually doesn't absorb well in your body.
That's why they always say like, because... It became such a norm thing to put a cup of water next to you when you're sleeping so that if you wake up at night, you can have a sip.
Okay.
But it's actually not good because you keep breathing out the carbon and dioxide and it would get
affects
absorbed.
The water.
Yeah, in the water.
Oh, I didn't know that part.
Yeah.
I didn't know it's not good to keep it like on your nightstand.
No.
I do that sometimes.
No. You're meant to like have a water bottle closed.
Okay.
Yeah.
To keep it pure in its pure alkaline form.
Yeah.
Who would have known? Who would have thought?
Yeah.
But that was something that Sayyidina Muhammad also said.
Salah,
alayhi salam, because you're not meant to blow on your food
yeah.
or your water. Anyway, my weekly obsession this week has been job applying.
Yeah, I've seen it.
I have been job applying any chance that I can get. Like, honestly, any free time that I have, whether it's in class or I'm with my friends or anywhere. Like, I'm just on LinkedIn, on Indeed, on Olive, on all these places. And I'm just resume, email. And that's just been it. Like, I've just been really trying because, you know, I graduate this semester. So I'm really trying to land something as soon as possible because, you know, I know we have like, we plan and then Allah plans.
Yeah.
But I also don't want to get out of uni and not have anything sorted out. Like, if I
at least you tried,
yeah, and it didn't work out for me, then khalas, it is what it is.
If it's not
for
meant,
me to take a break.
Yeah.
But then if I don't try and I'm just expecting it to like land in my lap, like that's not going to happen either.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So that's why I'm just like really taking advantage of every free time that I have. And I'm just like, here's my resume, guys. Take
it. Read it out.
Please go for it. But yeah, also from last week's episode, we got a lot of cool comments.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to cover two. One of them was like kind of sharing their story. So they said, when I graduated, I applied for a job. It was one job that I had eyed for a really long time. It was a perfect fit. It matched my interests, my future goals, the timings, every single thing matched. By the way, I didn't read this. Mm-hmm. I didn't read the full comment. So I think it's kind of funny that I was talking about jobs.
Jobs, yeah.
And then this one's like, okay. Anyway, I applied there and was also called for an interview. The interview went well and I was hopeful. But a few days later, I got the email that I didn't get it. I was so heartbroken. My sister was working at the same organization and still is. It's been 3 years to the time I applied there. My sister tells me that the company is going through such a tough phase. They're downsizing every few months and a lot of major executives have left the company.
SubhanAllah.
I felt like it was nothing but a blessing in disguise. I knew it at the time as well, but really wanting to know what the khair was in me not getting that job. After 3 years, Allah has showed me. He always shows me the why. SubhanAllah.
That's so cute.
That's so crazy. And that kind of like reassures me as well. Like if my interviews don't go well, like there's always khair behind it.
Yeah.
You know? And I hope your sister is okay.
Same.
Because I hope, you know, she doesn't struggle with the whole downsizing thing and she doesn't get affected. There was another comment that was like, if you think about hardship as a punishment, think that the hardest your dunya is. The more blessings you get for your afterlife. Non-believers might have a perfect life right now, but that's because Allah has given them this life in exchange for their afterlife. I never like to be too comfortable in my life because I don't want to involve too deeply in the world of delusion.
You know what? Actually, that's such a nice reminder because I would always be like, you know, like, yani astaghfirullah, but sometimes when I go through really intense hardship, I'm like, why am I going through it? And they're like, and I believe in Allah.
Yeah.
Like, I do, you know, I...
You believe in His plan, His khair, everything.
I believe in His plan, His khair. And then these people that they do everything wrong in their life.
Yeah.
Somehow they're still happy.
They're living it up.
Exactly. And then that makes me like kind of like
reassured.
Yeah.
Because it's a worldly pleasure. Like it's not forever. It's temporary. And I don't know. I just feel like if Allah gives you all these blessings and you're also not like seeing the fact that you should also give back to Allah, then I don't know. That just makes me feel like that's not too good. You're not doing a great job. Like it makes me feel like you're in trouble. Like you need to actually appreciate what Allah has given you. Because not everyone gets the same opportunities as you do. So take that khair, don't take it for granted, and like be happy about it.
Yeah.
Anyway, now with job applying, with everything that's happening, right? Which is so funny because I feel like this is kind of what I said about the overthinking episode when I was talking about job applying and it's still kind of happening, but I'm not overthinking as much because I feel like I'm doing something about it this time around. But I wanted to ask you a question, Shahad.
Okay.
If you could talk to your future self right now, what would be the first question you would ask? Just think about your future self. But Shahad in 5 years. Okay,
5 years? I was going to say.
5 years.
Okay, 5 years.
She's 25.
She's 25.
She's working, hopefully.
Inshallah.
Or maybe she's married. Or maybe she has a kid. Maybe she's in a different country. God knows what is planned for you.
Okay.
What would be the first question that you would ask? That's a tough question, though.
Do you have a question in mind?
I would genuinely ask her, are you happy?
I was gonna say that, but then I felt that's so sad.
No, that's not sad. I would genuinely just be like, are you happy? Are you pleased? Like, are you happy with the life that you had?
Yeah.
Or the life that's happening for you right now? Are you happy with the decisions that you made in the past that led you to this point?
Yeah, because I was thinking the same thing, but I didn't want to say it because it's like, that's so sad. People will think and they're like, you know?
No. I think I would genuinely ask if I'm happy, if I'm doing okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
because,
same.
You know, like every decision that we make now is going to affect what's going to happen to ourselves in the future.
Yeah.
So I would just be like, are you doing okay with the decisions you made at like 20 or 21? Or with the people you chose to bring into your life?
Crazy.
I feel like you're about to tear up.
Yeah, because I'm trying to actually imagine myself in 5 years and I'm asking her like, are you happy? Because all of these, for her to reach that point, depends on me now.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, to make her happy, I need to, work on that.
Yeah.
Or if I don't do anything, then she's not gonna be happy.
Yeah. Do you think if you would ask your past self, like, let's say 15-year-old Shahad,
Yeah.
do you think she would be happy with 20-year-old Shahad? Take in everything, take in all the hard work that you've done, all the progress that you've made, all the friendships
Yeah.
that you have.
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. Honestly, today's topic is going to be about you're either building a life that you'll love or one that you'll regret. We want to talk about that.
Yeah.
Are you building a life that you are always going to love, or not always, because there
Yeah.
are going to be mishaps, there are going to
There's
be
going to be
points.
hardships, yeah.
Yeah, of course. But is it something that your future self will appreciate? Are you making the
Are
right
you
decisions?
loving your future
Are you
self?
loving your future self? Because we always talk about self-love and taking care of
Yeah.
yourself and going to the gym and all of these things, which is great. Don't get me wrong. That also helps your future self.
Yeah.
But like, it could be something as simple as you have a deadline tomorrow and you're choosing like to scroll on TikTok instead of, okay, sitting down, locking in and getting
Yeah.
that deadline done.
Yeah.
And like, because otherwise, next morning, you're gonna wake up really early. You're gonna be frustrated with yourself. You're gonna have to sit down. You're not in the mood. You're on a time crunch now. You're not getting your work done properly. You're not loving your future self.
Putting gas in your car, you're on your way back home, you realize it's kind of low. Just stop at a gas station. Fill her
Yeah.
up.
Yeah.
Don't put her at home and then wake up next morning. You're already late. You're already stressed out.
You're
You're
rushing.
rushing. You go into your car. You see that it's empty and
Yeah.
you need to go to the gas station.
Yeah.
Like, small things like that. Had to like if you finish, for example, like a moisturizer bottle. Like, okay, get a new one for yourself, like the same moment, so that not the next morning when you genuinely need your moisturizer and it's not there and you're like, oh my God, what am I gonna do now?
Yeah.
Something like that, like just small things.
Small things where it's like you're looking out for yourself because
Yeah.
at the end of the day, you are only going to notice these little tiny things that irk you or that
Yeah.
like disturb your day. Not everyone is going to have the time or be as self-aware as you will be. So it's like genuinely just being like, okay, one, two, three, I need to set one, two, three, and I need to get it done, or I need to do this errand, so I don't get bothered about it in the future.
Yeah.
I think also, a lot of the time when we're talking about self-growth and when we're talking about like loving yourself and all of that stuff, we have such a fixed current mindset where we're not thinking about ourselves in a couple of years.
Yeah, we don't. We usually, if we have, whenever the self-love topic happens, we either think about it in the current
Like
situation,
today.
or we'd be like, oh, your past self. Look at the
Yes.
baby picture of yourself. This is
Yes.
who you're hurting.
Yes.
But we never genuinely keep in mind our future self.
Yeah. Of
Yeah.
course it's important to heal your like what you went through in the past to like do better in the future.
Yeah.
But I feel like we really cling on to the past and the present rather than just kind of like taking initiatives to make our future a lot easier for ourselves. 'Cause you know you're gonna face things the
Yeah.
next day or the next couple of
And
years.
because at the end of the day, the reason why we're saying future self is more important, it's because you will be in that future. Your
Yeah.
past, khalas, it's in the past.
Yeah.
So as much as you try to do about it, there's nothing you can
It's
do.
over.
There's
It's
nothing you can
done.
change.
Yeah.
So try to change your future so you can be put in a couple of hours or days or months time. You're like, wow, I'm really happy that I did this for myself because now I'm really happy.
Yeah. It's just all about the decisions that you make today.
Yeah.
And that comes with everything. That comes with the relationships you're choosing to be with. Like, is it the right partner that's always going to be the partner that you would want your future self to deal with? Is it going to be the job? Like, are you going to go for a job that looks nice on paper, but you're actually going to struggle and your future self is going to wake up every single day feeling miserable?
Yeah.
Like, all of those things need to be taken in consideration.
Yeah.
And that also comes with your akhirah. Your akhirah is your future self. Like, you should be looking out for how your akhirah is going to be. Are you going to be just delaying prayer, delaying all these commitments that you have with Islam just because right now you don't really feel like it, or you're a little bit too lazy, or you just can't be asked, you
Yeah.
know? I understand that, like, sometimes it's so much easier to give in into temporary, like, satisfaction
pleasures, yeah.
and pleasures, because it just feels easier. It feels easier to just sit there and scroll on your phone and kind of like ignore the responsibilities that you have to do and not get up and not like discipline yourself.
Yeah.
But I think you're just going to keep bombarding yourself with so many things later on that you are going to lead yourself to burnout. If you don't care about your future self today, your future self is going to hate you tomorrow. So yeah. Care about it, because you are leading you're literally taking your hand, and it's like the blind leading the blind. Like you're directing yourself towards struggle, even though you know you could have had it way easier.
Yeah, that is so true. But you know what's crazy though?
What?
Is that how can you genuinely change that mindset? Because everything is always easier said than done.
Of course, yeah.
You know, when your mindset at the before was always about you currently, was always about, you know, looking at your past, how can you somehow start changing that to future? Because it's kind of like, for example, if I'm always used to the, oh my God, I'm not feeling it today, خلاص, I'll let it be.
Mm-hmm.
Or, oh my God, I just want to scroll on TikTok. Like, you know, because that's how daily life works. You know, you'd have a deadline. You wouldn't be bothered. You don't want to do it. You keep scrolling on TikTok. And somehow, you know, 2 hours before the deadline, you're like, why didn't I work on this before?
Yeah.
So it's very hard to start placing that in where it's like, oh, no, I should do it for my future self.
I think if you just sit and you genuinely deep it, like you genuinely actually think about it, and you sit and you reflect and you remember every single time that you yourself have done yourself dirty and done yourself wrong because you wanted to give in into the little like period of like doom scrolling or whatever that may be. And you just realize, oh my God, I've actually been my worst enemy in some of these circumstances.
Yeah.
I don't want to say enemy. Enemy is like a hard word.
No, but it is true though.
Because you're meant to help yourself out and you're not. You're doing the complete opposite. You're slowing yourself down. I think you can give in into the temporary satisfaction and as well take care of your future self. Like if you've had a really long day, let's say, okay, you set out for yourself at the end of the day, you're going to sit down and you're going to finish this assignment because it's due tomorrow at like 12 p.m. Mm-hmm. Okay. And you know also in your head that you have still some time tomorrow. If worse comes to worse, you have some time tomorrow morning to get it done. You can wake up early and get it done.
Yeah.
And you're so exhausted. I think how I would do it is that I would get home. I would unwind, maybe have a little doom scrolling, maybe chit chat with my mom, eat something, whatever. And then I would just kind of sit on my bed and be like, okay, if I actually continue just scrolling on my phone or talking about nonsense, I am going to hate myself tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're actually going to love your...
sleep deprived.
Yes.
And you also have your assignment to do.
Yes, exactly. And you're probably going to have another long day tomorrow where you have so many other commitments where maybe you have to hand in something else for another class or you have a meeting or you have a job interview. I don't know. God knows. But I'm just saying, like, if we're really going to think about self-love...
Mm-hmm.
Actually love yourself in the process.
Yeah.
Like you are going to wake up tomorrow morning being like, oh, I'm so annoying. Why did I not just sit down last night for just 2 hours?
Yeah.
Because you don't even, sometimes like you won't even realize that 2 hours have passed and you're just on Instagram.
Yeah.
Or you're just watching YouTube or you're on the phone with your friend.
Don't make your future self make you hate yourself more.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
You're going to have so much built up resentment towards yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's just going to make you feel like, I could have just sat down
and just
done this one thing. So sit there and reflect. Like before you're about to continue your scrolling session or be on the phone with your friend or whatever, sit there and reflect and be like, am I going to regret this tomorrow morning?
Yeah. Because by the way, at the end of the day, like you're also affecting your future self's health.
Yeah.
The amount of stress that you put her through, like I'm imagining like, the amount of stress I put myself through just because of some stuff that I genuinely could have just disciplined myself and just sat down and done it.
Yeah.
And I would have made my life easier for like in the future. But now I'm stuck in the future and I'm genuinely so stressed out to the point where my heart is racing. I'm crying. Like that's not good for your health.
Yeah.
That's genuinely not good for your health.
Yeah. I think the reason why we struggle so much to care about our future self is because there's already so many past things that our past self has not done. Like, for I don't mean like past trauma or things like that, but it's like so many past commitments that you were meant to do,
yeah,
but you never got done. So you don't have time to care about tomorrow when today you have to care about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Do you get what I...
Does that make sense?
I feel like I'm kind of jumbling my words, but it's just like you struggle to do it because you have not given yourself the chance to. You haven't given yourself the opportunity to actually sit there and take care about tasks that you have to do in the future. And I think a really big thing is, I don't want to sound like a skillful person, but you have to learn your way of staying organized.
Or just discipline.
Discipline as well.
Discipline, yeah.
Discipline, but also carefully disciplining yourself. Because sometimes you might discipline yourself too much that you might feel like your own mom, that you might not give yourself a break.
Yeah.
So I think there's always going to need, there always should be some sort of balance where it's like you're disciplining yourself, you're giving in sometimes, but you're also getting your stuff done.
Yeah.
You're not letting yourself slack.
So,
because one thing could slack and then there you go. Exactly. Everything piles up on top of each other. You are exhausted. You have so many things, so many commitments. Yeah. You're literally stretched out so thin.
Yeah.
And you feel tired and then you don't have time for yourself. You don't have time for Allah. You don't have time for your friends. You don't have time for your family because you have so many things that you have to worry about today.
Like, for example, let's say about the same assignment that you were talking about. You have two options that I think are good in terms of like disciplining yourself. You came back home, you're really tired, خلاص, you're not feeling it, you have the assignment, you didn't do it, it happens, خلاص, I will have to wake up early tomorrow. That means I'm gonna go sleep now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, go sleep, خلاص. Give yourself, your body, that rest that it needs.
Yeah.
Then wake up and do it. So you can wake up early morning, you feel refreshed, you can go and work on your assignment.
Not sit there
and
scroll until 2 in the morning. Exactly. And then be like, oh my God, my day's ruined tomorrow. Because you're literally going to wake up tomorrow with the worst mindset ever. Yeah. You're going to feel so tired and you're not even going to be motivated. Like, you're not going to be motivated.
Exactly. Or let's say that you still have that bit of energy, but you can't finish your assignment all today. Then khalas, at least spend 5 or 10 minutes. Yeah. At least open your assignment.
Yeah.
Something that would help your future self in, you know, when the time comes.
Yeah.
Like, let's say, for example, you gave yourself that goal that every day when I come back from uni, I'm going to recap on the course that I've taken in uni.
Yeah.
One day you come back, you're really tired. But khalas, you've made yourself into that goal. And I want to sit and recap.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you're disciplining yourself and you feel tired, that means you're all like... What you would do is you would be like, khalas, today I'm not going to do a full hour. Let me just try to do 10 or 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Let me just try to open the book. Because that's you disciplining yourself, but also being like caring.
Yeah.
About yourself. You know?
Because you're also not losing track. Yeah. I feel like once you lose track, you kind of go off rails and then you're like, oh my God, now I have so many things piled up. Yeah. Like, you don't notice it.
Yeah.
But I feel like there, you should hold on to yourself. You should hold on to the things that you have to get done, because those decisions are going to be the ones that are going to shape your future.
Yeah. And as we said before, imagine you look at your future self in 5 years. I don't know why. I feel like that's so emotional to me. Like, that just hit me.
Really?
Yeah. Because I want to make her happy. I want to make sure that I do everything possible to make her in a good job.
Yeah.
To make her good, in a good health.
Oh my God, I saw this one reporter and they showed this like British study of how you would look at 50 years old if from today, like around like 18 or something like that, if from today you're only sleeping 6 hours a night. She had a hunchback. She had no hair on her head. Her dark circles were so dark. She looked she looked like she was like 80, not even so, like, girl, like, she looked like she was 80. And I was like, 6 hours, to me, 6 hours is a great night.
Yeah.
But
it's not.
That's not loving your future self. That's you don't want to look at yourself 20, 30 years from now and be like, what did I just do? Like, why did I get myself to this point?
You can't reverse that anymore.
No, you can't. So work on the time that you have today to make sure that when you're looking back, you're like, no, I lived a nice life.
Yeah.
I lived a good life. It was well balanced. I made sure to take care of myself. I made the right decisions of the right people. I managed to discipline myself. I got my stuff done. And above all, like, I'm doing okay.
Yeah.
That's why the first question I would ask myself is, are you doing okay?
Yeah.
Why are you about to cry?
I don't know. No, I just yawned, actually.
Oh.
I know.
I literally was like, okay, this topic is deep, but like,
it's not that.
I didn't think we were going to be those YouTubers that start crying on camera. That's crazy. But love your future self. If you actually yes. care about your self-worth and your self-development, take care of yourself tomorrow.
Yeah.
Make sure yourself today is doing the right decisions for yourself tomorrow to be
Start
happy.
Start by making your bed in the morning.
Yeah. Isn't so that when you come back yeah. home, when you come back home, you're like, oh my God, wow, I came back to a clean room.
Yeah.
I feel good. Like all of those things. If you need to plan your outfit the night before so you don't rush tomorrow morning, do that. Like do whatever it is.
Take small steps. It doesn't have to be all of a sudden huge, you know?
So, yeah.
But just start considering yourself. Just like the same way that you consider other people when you're trying to make actions.
Yeah, not only that, but we also expect people to be so considerate of us
yeah.
as well. When sometimes we're lacking that. That's why we're trying to see it in other people. We're trying to get it from other people
yeah.
because we ourselves don't give it to us.
To us, yeah.
So that's why when people say, okay, love yourself and everything because like you have to love yourself before anyone else does. I really believe that because... Yeah. Those qualities that you're lacking to give yourself, you're going to try to find it in anyone. And mm-hmm. you might end up settling for anyone just because you cannot give it to yourself.
Yeah.
So take care of yourself. Genuinely Please. Take care of yourself. Take care of your akhirah.
Yeah.
Take care of everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
And don't look too much in the past.
Yeah. Because that happened.
Yeah.
And it is what it is.
Anyways, guys, I hope you all are happy, healthy, and safe.
Inshallah, we'll see you next week. Bye! Bye.